Joining us to talk about the state of national public opinion regarding capital punishment is Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Welcome, Andrew.
Happy to be here.
Is public support for the death penalty waning generally?
Well, our poll and most other polls show about two-thirds of the public favoring the use of the death penalty, and that's considerably lower than the 80% who favored it in the mid to early 1990s, but not quite a long way from only the 40% who backed the death penalty in the liberal 1960s. The death penalty has been as good a single barometer of broad social trends as there is. In the 1970s, about 70% favored. In the 1990s, when we sort of hit a high point of conservatism, 80% favored. But it's been going back in the direction of growing opposition to the death penalty in the late 1990s and in early 2000.
But the public seems to be willing to differentiate between regular criminals and terrorists, like in the case of Timothy McVeigh.
Yes, last year we found 75% favoring his execution. This year we find about the same percentage saying that murders convicted of terrorism should be put to death. And people looked at McVeigh as the poster child for capital punishment until Osama bin Laden and his crowd came along.
Do you think that this terrorism is likely to reverse broad public opinion on the death penalty and that we'll see support generally rising again?
I don't think so. I think people make distinctions and they think that there's some crimes that are an exception to the rule. Some would argue, well, the exception proves that you shouldn't change the rules. But by and large, I rather doubt that there will be a change. If there was going to be a change in public opinion, it would have occurred after 9/11, and we've seen no shift in the recent year. I think that's because some of the things that have driven up opposition to the death penalty are still very much in play. Among them, the public's greater concern about fairness because they see these DNA-based reversals of judgment about people convicted for the death penalty.
Now, you say two-thirds of Americans support the death penalty. That's a decrease from where we'd been in the 1980s. But how do Americans compare with other industrialized countries?
There's much more opposition to the death penalty in Europe. In fact, the United States is criticized by European publics for still allowing the death penalty. Now, there's strong minorities even in Europe that favor the death penalty, but not the majorities that we have here in the States.
Thank you very much, Andy.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut is director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. He joined us from Princeton University in Princeton, New Jersey.